This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Y'all silly, man. Somebody said, don't ever treat your side chick like your main girl. Learn from this.
Learn from this.
If you're a millionaire, have your own personal concerts. Don't go into the public. Okay. Also, potential lessons that could be had in this space. Yeah. All right. So let's spin this forward, because the Houston Rockets have gotten Kevin Durant. It feels fun to say it every time. I'm so excited for what the upcoming season here in a little bit holds for your Rockets, now that they have that high-level prospect on top of a pretty nice young core that's well-built and all those things. Excited to see what training camp preseason works happens for them. But before we even get there, there's, in the world of basketball, not a lot happening, but there's been a couple of stories that kind of pop up that give us a little bit more insight into what the offseason has looked like thus far. And Brian Windhorst of the ESPN, one of those from him is why the Suns and Bradley Beal finally came to terms. Because Brad Beal bought out from Phoenix, ends up signing a really small deal with the Los Angeles Clippers to go there. Mm-hmm. And I do sincerely believe that they become a more interesting team, even though the common thing that you have to look at with them is, are those main guys healthy mm-hmm. when it matters? But they were a team that won 50 games last year. But neither here nor there. Within this piece, brought something up that I thought was really interesting. And obviously, you needed to bring in Kevin Durant. I think we were very strong on this idea that you need to bring in Kevin Durant mm-hmm. for the purposes here, right?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
I think that this is another reason why it was important to bring in Kevin Durant, just for the Rockets' purposes, because you were the second seed, and yeah, maybe you looked at it and you felt that the internal development was going to be good and they would still be able to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kevin Durant was going to be traded. We knew this to be the case, and maybe he gets traded to a team in the West. Maybe he gets traded to a team in the East, but there's going to be another team that has a good player. We understood that. And what were some of the teams that we were looking at, maybe like San Antonio? Well, something was reported in this piece that made me go, oh, we might have saved the Rockets from having to contend with not just one other team, but I think two more good teams being made out of a potential mm-hmm. Phoenix Suns Kevin Durant trade. Because of the teams that were talking to Phoenix and trying to acquire his services, Brian Windhorst reports that the Minnesota Timberwolves, who were discussing doing a deal for Kevin Durant, sought a package that would include Rudy Gobert, Dante DiVincenzo, a promising young forward named Terrence Shannon Jr., and the 17th pick in this year's draft. Mm-hmm. So a nice young player. And correct me if you think I'm wrong here, Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
That is a Phoenix Suns team at that point who obviously does not get to a point where they feel like they absolutely have to just get rid of Bradley Beal because they're trying to just turn this thing over
good.
And maybe be a little bit bad. That's a team. I think that's a good team. Devin Booker, Bradley Beal.
I don't know how
Beal,
good, but they're damn good.
Rudy Gobert and yeah. Dante DiVincenzo, who maybe he starts in that team, but maybe also has an opportunity to be like mm-hmm. a sixth man type guy. I think that that's a team that maybe is not the best in the West. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong. That's another team in the West that is just another, I think the West becomes even more logjammed in that space.
No, I totally agree. And what happens now wouldn't have happened. And foremost, you wouldn't have gotten to Durant. But secondly, they become really, really good. And then that's not even to say what they're trading away to, you know, trading Durant to. That team becomes really, really good.
And then on top of that, you have a Kevin Durant and Anthony Edwards match in Minnesota.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I am so happy that you don't end up in that space as well. Like, you don't end up with, and again, maybe you say, well, the Rockets were the two seed. You don't have to contend with that. I don't know that that's the case.
Yeah.
Like, I think that there's the West is so finicky, and year to year in any sport, particularly basketball, I don't know that you guarantee a level of upwards progression that you anticipate, right? Or that we often anticipate. Mm-hmm. And so it feels like this, as much as Rafael Stone made the acquisition of a player of Kevin Durant's caliber, something about this is has to be a move that really changes the outcome of what we're talking about. I think that there is also a kind of a defensive move against the league.
Whether
that I think
intentional
was
or not, right? Whether it's intentional or not. Right now, what are the second favorites in the entire league to win the championship?
They are.
Where would they be if that trade had happened and they didn't have Kevin Durant?
That's an interesting question, because
that's the first thing I thought about, because now it's like, all right, do you run it back with Jalen Green?
Yeah.
Or are you trade Jalen Green?
Yeah.
Clearly you have the Oklahoma City Thunder, who still look like a good team. I'm fond of what the Nuggets are as a team as well. You have that there. I think that they are up there as a team.
Timberwolves would be up there.
I feel good about the Minnesota Timberwolves, a team that was sixth in the West this year. And then
With Durant.
With Durant, in addition to that. Yeah, that feels like a better version of them. So they're in that space of teams in there. I think the Clippers are still an interesting 50-win team, even though, again, you're talking about injury problems. I understand that. I'm not trying to fight you on that, but I think they end up in that mix as well. The Lakers?
Well, maybe.
That's a 50-win team last year bringing Luka in. Now, of course, I still don't know exactly what they have, but it's going to be a team that's at the very least annoying in that space, right?
Yeah.
How do we feel about the Golden State Warriors? I don't know. That's
how do you feel about the Warriors? How do you feel about the Spurs? How do you feel about
the Spurs? I think the Spurs are a team that maybe is just below that, but they're ascending.
Did you mention the Clippers?
I just mentioned the Clippers. Yeah. And then, on top of that, we get news that happens recently that I don't know. I think it still happens irregardless of that trade. Damian Lillard, who was bought out by the Bucks, is going home now.
Yeah.
And so, he's going to a Portland team that, yes, only won 36 games, but it's a weirdly ascendant team in the ways that they have some...
To not play for $70 million.
And then he's gone, and he's added a nice little contract as well, returning to Portland right now.
He mentioned he was going there anyway to rehab. Yeah. So might as well get $70 million
His
paid.
I believe his total is going to be $70 million rehab. Between the two,
Now, of course, Portland this year will not get his benefit of services, but in the upcoming years he'll be
They'll be better. And that just seems to suit him. It didn't look right in Milwaukee.
Went back to his old girl.
Yeah, he did.
Somebody said the Rockets have shown that progression, I guess, in talking about from to this year with under Ime. If you had not made that yet, to a certain extent, but then there's different stratospheres, and you're trying to jump into an elite one. And again, that was the conversation we were having: is do you have that top end that's necessary, and that's why you bring in Kevin Durant. A question comes in that I want to get your opinion on: how likely do you view Kevin Durant finishing his career as a Rocket?
Oh, I think very likely. I'm not sure where you fall on this, but, 37 is still 37. I don't care how much more you think he can play. I think he's comfortable here. Obviously, he's from the East Coast, but played college here. Knows Ime very, very well. I think he's in a perfect spot to finish his career.
And I think ego-wise, I think he is perfectly situated to do what is necessary here, but then also hand the keys off to the youngins.
Right.
And one of the guys that he'll be handing things off to is Amend Thompson, a dude who, I used the word ascendant earlier, he might be the definition of it right now. People are in love with this dude, all defensive team guy, and a guy who, I mean, stands to reason will have even more responsibility this year, starting as a starter and a main guy in what's happening here. Amend Thompson, we're already getting the workout videos. We're seeing him working with a
he
shooting
looks
coach.
Thinner.
He does look thinner.
He's lost some weight.
He's working with a shooting coach.
Yeah.
Who's trying to get the shot up.
And which just makes sense. I mean,
it's necessary.
That was a given, right?
How much better do you think his shooting can be?
I've always said this
upcoming season, not overall, this upcoming season.
No, I think it can get, no, how much better, we'll find out, but I think it can absolutely get better. Shooting is the one thing that if I were scouting college players or high school players or whatever, you know, to the next level, shooting is the one thing that is absolutely teachable. I mean, 100% teachable. Very rare cases where it's not, you know, and you know, everything else he has. Everything else he has, there's a million examples of players that weren't fantastic shooters because they weren't getting whether the reps or the coaching or whatever, and then become, you know, more than passable shooters. I think he will get better. I just can't tell you how much.
All right. So that's the question, yeah, I have, because I think that him as a shooter would be very helpful in spacing things, like, mm-hmm, to kind of get guys off of sitting on, yeah, his drive, even though as of right now he's already relatively dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Gets more dangerous if people can't sag off of you or whatever. So it's good to see that he's having that progress. I love to see what it looks like, because again, he was somewhere in the like low 30s or high 20s shooting from three last year. How much of a jump can you expect year to year? I don't know that you can expect a 10% or 2-point jump. I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But I say all that. He's been working out this offseason, and at one point he gets caught in front of a microphone talking about playing with KD.
What are your expectations playing with KD?
A lot of stuff I haven't seen before, you know what I mean? He's one of the greatest players ever. One of the best scorers ever. It's going to make my life a lot easier, you know what I mean?
What do you think you can learn from Kevin just by observing him?
I mean, I just hear his work ethic is different. You know, I feel like I have a different work ethic too, so just like combining that, and I think it's going to be fun.
What kind of plays do you envision you and KD making together?
Maybe I'll throw him a lob. I don't know. It might not be the same. I don't know if he wants to jump like that, so he can throw me some lobs. Definitely going to be passing it to him a lot. And they're going to be double teaming him, so I'm going to be cutting off the back of him.
You can just hear the awe in his voice. Like, ooh, he's like, ooh, yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, the excitement that these guys seem to have to play with KD is, mm-hmm, also part of it. But, mm-hmm, yeah, I don't know why, but just the envisioning of the amount of gravity that KD's going to have and the ability to just throw it up to Amen, throw it up to Bari,
yeah,
and them playing off him. I'm very excited about what we got in KD and what we got in this Rockets team, and very happy that they were able to get it as opposed to what I think could have been the alternative, which, mm-hmm, is a even more messy West. Which I don't know, I don't even know how you begin to look at that. So thankfully, that is not the reality that we live in. We live in the reality with Kevin Durant as a Houston Rocket in the 25-26 season.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about the time where we hand things off to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us?
Yeah, so Starbucks is embracing TikTok's secret menu, and you can win $30,000. I'll let you know how. Plus, you might know this rapper for dissing Drake, but did you know he had beef with McDonald's?
What?
I'll explain all of that in the mixtape.
Let's do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Before I get to the story about Starbucks trying to pay people $30K for a secret menu drink, I like to update people on what's going on in Houston and all that stuff. Because yesterday, I don't know, maybe Lopez, you might know about this or kind of going through this issue. But do you have the recyclable bin that you
usually
Yeah, so
frustrating.
Yeah, I realized that they wasn't picking it up. The recyclable bin.
Ours is you put it out on every other Monday.
Yep.
And you're lucky if they get it by Wednesday.
Yeah, mine is every Thursday. Every Thursday. Every other Thursday.
Do they get it on Thursday?
Yeah, they usually get it on Thursday.
You're lucky.
Yeah, but they haven't picked it up, I want to say, in about 40 days. Yeah. 40 plus days. And here's the news, KPRC News, with the story on that, just in case you kind of wondering, why ain't you picking up my stuff?
Yeah.
Some neighborhoods, some of these recycling bins have been left sitting for up to 40 days. You can see some of these recycling bins behind me here in the Heights. Now, the Solid Waste Management Interim Director blames rodents, broken down trucks, and outdated systems as a reason behind some of these delays. Rodents are damaging trucks, raw sewage is backing up in facilities, and much of their equipment is simply just too old. He says out of the 218 trucks the department needs, only a small number are actually up and running. And on top of that, the city is dealing with a driver shortage. 27 people have left, partly due to a retirement incentive program. Mayor John Whitmire did acknowledge how serious the issue is and defended recent moves to address it.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure what was going on. I'm like, it was a couple weeks where I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
They ain't picking. So now my recyclable bin is pretty full.
I actually feel lucky that they do get mine within 2, maybe 3 days, because it sounds like 40 days with no recycling pickup.
Yeah. So
at what point do you start doing the bad thing and just putting that in the trash?
No, I think a lot of people are.
I actually did it this, this week.
Yeah, I think a lot
of people are. Yeah, because we had a whole bunch of boxes and stuff, and I just cut it up and put it in there because I have nowhere to put it.
Yeah. No, See, you're doing the people a service here, because I've often wondered, like, what is going on?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on either. And, I actually seen an article about it. I'm like, oh, is that why? I thought, I didn't know what was going on, but I didn't know they had an issue going on.
Yeah, it's bad.
So I'm not sure how long that is. When it's going to get revolved.
And it's unsightly. Resolved. It's unsightly if you want to get, like, old school. Like the people leave their bins out there for days, weeks at a time, and they never pull them in because you don't know when the truck's going
to
come.
Yeah, and then I don't want to be the person that don't take it to the curb, and then they do show up.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
So, just a little update on in case you was
wondering.
You're
doing good work there, Figgy.
I'm trying to, man. Yeah. I'm trying to. But, just wanted to give y'all an update on that. As I continue on the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So, are you guys familiar with the secret menu at Starbucks.
I am not.
I'm not even familiar with the regular menu at Starbucks, to be fair. Yeah.
You don't do coffee, do you?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sheer power of will over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Life is my caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah. High on life, baby.
Life is my caffeine head ass. But yeah, I used to work at Starbucks, and a lot of the times people used to come in with these secret menu items.
So they did do it.
Yeah, well, they just leaned into it. This wasn't officially a Starbucks thing. This was something created by fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was a website. You could probably check this website out now if you want to, but StarbucksSecretMenu.net,
okay,
where they had different stuff that's not on the real Starbucks menu.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Starbucks is leaning into that by offering, I guess, secret menu items on their app.
Is it a secret if they offer?
Yeah,
on
that's
app?
Not really how that works. Yeah. They're just putting things on the menu there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But it's some creative stuff on the menu on the secret menu that's not on the real menu.
Okay.
And so they're doing a contest where the best new idea wins you $30,000.
All right. Well, now we're talking.
Yeah. So finalists get $5,000, and the winner gets another $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the current ones they have on this secret menu now is cookies on top, which is a cold brew with 2 pumps of vanilla syrup, and top it off with cold foam and cookie crumbs.
Dude, that is
crumbles.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's what
that is sweet.
I've seen this frequently thrown out there as a level of, I don't know, judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really drinking coffee at that point?
No, you're drinking a slushie.
Nah, yeah, man. That been over, man.
Yeah, you're drinking a slushie.
Yeah, nah, it's a treat. Mm-hmm. It's just a treat. And some other things they have on the secret menu, they have 4 items.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing they have is the Dragon Fruit Glow Up, which is a mango dragon fruit lemonade refresher, and they add the peach juice blend to it and top it off with vanilla cold foam.
Still not in. I didn't like the first one. I don't like this one.
Yeah. Let me see if you like this one. They have a lemon tea and pearls drink, which is black tea. It's black tea and lemonade.
The names of these are annoying.
I'm going to get to you why baristas like myself, or former baristas, used to be so pissed off, by the way. So it's black tea lemonade plus raspberry flavored popping pearls.
Popping pearls.
Yeah, so it's basically a raspberry Arnold Palmer with those boba balls.
Oh, I hate boba.
Hate boba?
Yeah.
Houston, Texas?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't need that.
And the last one is just, this one is called Just Add White Mocha. It's an ice brown sugar oatmeal espresso with 2 pumps of white chocolate mocha sauce. And top it off with cold foam.
I'm just mad at all this.
I don't like any of these.
Yeah.
I don't like any of these. By the way, do you want to be healthy or not? You have oat milk, but then white mocha and brown sugar?
I hate all of it.
I'm
not a fan, Figgy.
That's just for the people that don't like whole milk, or they can't do whole milk or whatever.
Right.
But this used to piss baristas off so bad, mm-hmm. because I remember working there.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get a lot of people, especially younger people,
mm-hmm.
to come in and ask for something on the secret menu.
Yeah.
So they'll come in. I remember somebody came in and said, hey, can I get the unicorn frappuccino?
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, I'm sitting there like, what the hell is that? Like, what is that? So I call my man. I'm like, hey, what is a unicorn? Ah, they just want something on the secret menu. And we had to explain to him, like, hey, you have to tell us how to make that.
Yeah.
So you had to explain to us, like, what ingredients you want in it so we can make it. We can't just say, oh, unicorn.
Here's the unicorn, yeah.
Yeah. So after we explained that, her next thing was, all right, I'll just do the Ariana Grande Frappuccino.
The Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Is that a real thing?
I guess. I don't know. It's not on the Starbucks menu. We have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
So, but that website I just gave you, I think it was StarbucksSecretMenu.net.
Mm-hmm.
They have all type of random stuff. I was just looking though. I seen the Taylor Swift drink and all this other stuff. So that used to drive baristas nuts when people just coming in. Hey, let me get the in the loop frappe.
Yeah.
Or frappuccino. It's not a frappe. That's McDonald's. But
yeah,
that used to piss me off.
I could understand why. And you know, it's clear that the only reason people do these things is so they can say they ordered off the secret menu to their friends or post something on Instagram. Secret menu. I got the just add white mocha, you know, or what? It's silly.
Hey, have you tried the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
It's so silly.
Frappuccino?
Yeah.
It's just like, what?
Yeah.
So now they coming in. Let me get the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Frappuccino. It's just like, man, we don't know what that is. So that used to kind of tip me off, but they leaning into it now.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably see
have you
some
ever
more.
Ordered anything? They, apparently, like McDonald's, Taco Bell have some secret menu stuff. I don't. I've never in my life ordered anything off.
Oh, off of a secret menu.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if there's anything like it would have to be something I learned about like as a social media or a viral thing. And mm-hmm. for me, it rarely strikes me as a secret menu thing. It's just like, oh, okay, this is an interesting
I'll
variation.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, can you give me this, but with this, like yeah. I'll give just yeah. like what you're asking for, Fig, the actual orders on how to make it. Like this is how I would like you to make my particular yeah. thing. So it doesn't yeah. strike me as a secret menu. It's just, this is my item that yeah. I asked you to change. Although
it's like a special order.
This does. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Special order is exactly what I was looking for. Although, In one of the few ways or one of the ways that I get a little judgmental, I do really hate the person that goes, orders something, asks for a whole bunch of special orders, and then says they don't like the thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you don't know if you like the thing because you changed the thing.
Yeah.
And my mom is really bad about that one. She's like, yeah, let me get that, but no tomatoes, no onions, no all. And I'm like, but that they yeah. those were all there for the particular flavor, though.
Yeah, you're ordering something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So last week, Clips dropped an album called Let God Sort Them Out. And mm-hmm. I actually like the album. I think it's a good album. If you like hip-hop, check it out. real good production by Pharrell and all that stuff. Love the interviews they've been doing the last couple weeks. And John, are you familiar with Clips?
Just the name. I couldn't tell you anything about anything else.
All right, I'm going to play a song for you. I think you might remember this song. Mm-hmm. This was one of their most popular songs that kind of got them on the map.
Yeah, that's usually how it is with me. I don't even know the artist, but I've heard the song.
Yeah, so here's their song called Grinding.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I sell it whip on whip, it's off the hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher, call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that, Jack.
I've actually heard this a lot.
You heard
and
this
I could have never have told you, yeah.
Wait till we get to the hook real quick. Yeah. The hook about to come up right now.
Oh, you're going all the way to the hook?
Nah, here it go right here.
Grinding.
Yeah, so you have Pharrell on the hook saying
yeah.
Grinding.
Yeah.
And obviously, the thing that is very well known is high schoolers taking pencils and pens and making this beat in their at their lunch tables. Just a rite of passage of sorts.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the guys that's in this group, he go by the name of Pusha T.
Now, I'm familiar.
Yeah, Pusha T. And did you know he was responsible for a McDonald's jingle?
Did not.
Yep. So he was.
Did you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was responsible for a McDonald's jingle and an Arby's one.
Get out of town.
Yeah. So here's Pusha T. This was a couple years ago when he was on the Joe Budden podcast, pretty much talking about how that happened.
Steve Stout basically brought us the whole idea of doing the McDonald's jingle. When he brought it to us, he gave us the I'm loving it. You know,
tagline.
Yeah. And we basically just wrote to that.
So you just wrote da 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 da.
No. No. But, you know, within that, you know, they just took pieces out, whatever the case may be. And they got over. Like, they got over. One time payout.
Oof.
One time payout.
Wow.
Give me and my brother half a million. But I own 40% of the Arby's commercial now.
We hate Arby's.
It doesn't matter.
Who goes to Arby's? Huh?
Wait, hold on. We have the meats as you?
Yeah. We own that.
Hey, what? Get the out of here. All right.
So they came,
Pusha T came up with, we are the meats.
He did.
I don't know if R is the right word there.
We have the meats.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
that's very impressive.
I thought that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Did you also know that Pusha T made a diss song about McDonald's?
I thought McDonald's gave him $500,000.
He didn't appreciate that, though.
Oh.
They just gave him one-time buyout.
Oh, he wanted more. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why he mentioned in this that Arby's, he got 40%
He's
of the
probably not wrong either.
Yeah. So he felt like they kind of got over on him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But here is his diss song to McDonald's.
I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet-O fishes. Then you should be disgusted. How dare you sell a square fish asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese. Mickey D's on a budget. Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines around the corner, we might need a guest list. Eggs is stage left. The sandwiches taste fresh. A little cube of fish from a clown is basic. Say less, this argument is baseless. Drowned in tartar, that filet-o fish is tasteless. See, Arby's only deals in the greatness. I bet the house on it like it's Vegas. Look, I could sell water to a whale. How could you ever think I'd fail? Yeah, the crispy fish sandwich blazing trails. The mother clown's just too frail. Yeah, if you know me and you know me well, our fish is gonna tip that scale.
I don't know exactly how I feel about this, because half of me is like, well, he is one bitter dude. And the other half is, I see you working. You're trying to get Arby's, you know, to take off a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, this is more of an Arby's thing. Like Arby's, like, how do we get a little bit of market share? How do we
but he
pump
comes
up
across
this thing?
Like really bitter about McDonald's.
Well, a lot of people saying he come across bitter, period.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
With other things happening there.
Yeah. You know, going at the Drake and Travis Scott and all that good stuff. But I thought that was kind of cool that he came up with that jingle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to get you out of here on this. So it's a guy by the name of Kev On Stage, who's a comedian. You probably seen some of his videos on social media. he has a message for all of the parents out there, and I want to ask Lopez a question after you hear this.
Parents, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't push me with the fridge. Don't push me. I want to say, parents, after 16 years, 16 long and hard years, JoJo has successfully taken the trash out. Where are you going? Without being asked.
He's got a video of this.
The trash was out. Lord, you're the Lord of the harvest, and we worship you.
The kid just trying to walk away.
Yeah.
This day, he did it, y'all. 16 years, he'll be 17 in a month. We did it, y'all.
I want to ask Lopez this. Do you have a moment where one of your kids did something for the first time that they were supposed to do? And you like, what?
Yeah.
What is going on? I want you to answer that. Plus, would this make you is this a proud parent moment, or would you look at this as a red flag?
No, not necessarily a red flag. And really not even a proud moment. Just sort of kind of what he did, like a mocking finally kind of, you know, sarcastic thing. As far as the kids, everything for mine happened as soon as they went to college. Mm. All three of them. Oh, you can fold clothes. Oh, you can fill a dishwasher. Oh, this and that, you know. And to be fair, my kids have always been pretty good if you tell them to do it, but never did it on their own.
Yeah, some people feel like this might be a red flag for him because he took the trash out for the first time in 16 years. Some people say, oh, he might be hiding something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe. Yeah, if you put it that way, maybe he's got something in there that he's like, I got to get rid of this.
Get rid of this condom.
Yeah.
Put this in the trash. I'll take the trash. I got the trash.
I got it. Don't worry about it, Mom.
Don't worry about it. That's what we call a callback.
Yeah, exactly. From the question of the day.
That's right. All right. That is Figgy's mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that's mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before we get there, Bill Barnwell, ESPN, has ranked the top 25 teams over the past 25 years. What would it take for a Texans team to look like maybe one of these? We'll talk about it next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Friday. The fellas of drive, Clinton Ron coming through here in a little bit. But before we get there, I've been intrigued by this, Lopez. Bill Barnwell, a very good writer for ESPN, always intrigued by the way that he views football. A very analytics based, which I'm sure you're not surprised by. But he, you know, in this time period where it's list week and all that, he put together a ranking of the best NFL team since 2000, right? A lot of people have been doing the best things from the last quarter century. And he put the top 25 over the last 25 years, looking at a few things. But one of the things that he helped use to rank these teams, obviously, I don't think this is the entirety of his methodology, but I think it's an interesting maybe tool and I guess lens to look at teams with that I think could be interesting to then flip onto the Houston Texans of 2025.
Right.
But he, in ranking the teams, he uses, obviously, he lists their kind of fate, what they ultimately did, like, for example, the 2018 Los Angeles Rams come in at 25 on this list. Okay. 15-4 that season. Their fate is that they lost in Super Bowl 53 to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then he uses the percentile that they were within that the league that year, offensively and defensively, through just kind of, I believe he might be using DVOA here, but one of these just kind of generally metrics-wise, where do they fall offensively and defensively? And the Los Angeles Rams of 2018 were in the 95th percentile offensively. Defensively, they're in the 48th percentile. So, you know, looking at various other teams, some other teams that pop up here, the 04 Steelers are one of the top 25 teams. That 2014 Seattle Seahawks team that lost to the Patriots, they were in there as well. Some other teams that pop up, the 2015 Carolina Panthers that were, you know, 17-2 all the way through because obviously they lose the Super Bowl. That's one of the better offensive teams. I mean, one of the really good offensive teams.
Yeah.
But what got me thinking about the Texans is I did mention the 2008 Pittsburgh Steelers, and maybe there's other teams that also track somewhat similarly, but the 2008 Pittsburgh Steelers, who come in at 21st on this list, were 58th offensively. But that's because they were 98th in the defensive, 98th percentile in the defense, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. But it got me thinking, like,
obviously, there's a lot of things that this team in this year would have to do to be considered like one of the best.
Yeah, 98 percentile and one of the best that can win a Super Bowl with just the defense.
Right, and obviously you would need to make a Super Bowl. That would require a level of getting over some humps that have plagued this organization and this franchise for the entirety of its existence, mm-hmm. which is, hey, let's win some games in the playoffs, let's make some noise. But if they were able to do that, I think that they would put themselves in this range. But I start thinking, honestly, the very first place that I got to was, is this defense capable of being that level of elite to where now you can maybe look at an offense and however well they can play, you might have an opportunity to be in that space. But it starts with, can this defense be that elite?
I look, if you're asking me, I've been saying it all along, I think they're going to be a top five defense, and they could absolutely become that type of defense. And the reason is not just, you know, what they did last year, but they all figure at most places you figure to get to improve. Will Anderson figures to get better. Kamari Lassiter, Kalen Bullock, better. Even Derek Stingley, better. Christian Harris, we don't know what he is, but if he comes back, we know he probably will take a step up. And then there's the givens, you know, of a C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Danielle Hunter. Yeah, I think it does have a chance to be that good based on not just what they've done, but they're still not done yet, you know, improving.
No, that's right. Yeah. But I'm like, okay, being a really good defense on a very particular year, I think we can, you know, pencil that in.
Mm-hmm.
Might even be able to just write that in pen for this year, that this is going to be a very good defense. A elite defense, like, can this defense be the one or two best defense in all of the league? I think that would be necessary for us to start talking about them on a like more year over year scale.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because we can see that as a plausible outcome, maybe not the possible or the probable outcome is the word that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's plausible, that started getting me to just how good can this offense be, not just to get, you know, the job done on what they want, but depending on how well Nick Haley does his job, could this Texas team, because of how well they've invested in their offense, I talked about it, like the depth at the linebacker mm-hmm. does make it so that it's possible that there's not real holes in this defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whatever advancement that they can make, is this just pie in the sky for me that I'm thinking that...
You mean advancement offensively?
Advancement offensively, yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Is it pie in the sky thinking that like they could be a team that ends up looking somewhat similar, even if they're not like the one of the best offenses that we've ever seen, that ends up being on, not entirely on a list, but ends up looking like the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers that ends up being in mm-hmm. the top 10 on this list? Like,
what was their ranking?
They were sixth, yeah. Right? Like, there's been really, really great teams that have been defensive driven over the course of the year. Now, of course, those were a little bit closer to mm-hmm. the turn of the century compared to now, where the game is a little bit different. But I'm like, is it possible to be like one of the best teams that has been seen if you have that level of defense, and could that level of defense and then an offense that is sufficient enough materialize for the Texans?
See, now you're getting down to good old-fashioned defense wins championships. You know, even before the 2000s.
And maybe that's the better question. Is this a defense that can carry this team to a championship?
That mixes into, you know, back in the way back days, they were saying stuff like that. And now you have some actual numbers and, you know, that can back it up. Now, I get some teams were highly efficient offensively.
Oh, there's a good amount of them that come up on this list.
But because I think absolutely, I think where you're getting into a space where if that's what this team is, then yes, absolutely, they can be a team that can do that, win a championship.
On the YouTube page, Brandon, are we sleeping on Jalen Smith and Jalen Reed and becoming solid depth?
We'll let you know.
I just feel I'm hard pressed to have the conversation about those guys and what they factor in. Because, I mean, that's also part of whenever you talk about defense of this magnitude, mm-hmm. it's not just the starting line of what you got, it's the guys that will ultimately, inevitably play yeah. because football is the car crash sport. It's a war of attrition
yeah.
Over the course of 16, 17, and in the future, maybe 18 games, mm-hmm. right? Or I guess if you're talking about playoffs, yeah, you're talking about 18, 19, 20 games. Like, you're going to need the likes of your depth to step in, and that's still something that there maybe you could poke at to some degree, depending on whether Jalen Smith, Jalen Reed come in and give you some depth, if they're depth pieces or if someone else ends yeah. up being depth pieces that you feel comfortable slotting in there in the spaces that you need them. But I'm starting to gear my mind towards, cause we've thought a lot about the offense and what the step up is going to be there. And yes, that matters. If there is a step up from the defense, like mm-hmm. they they have a possibility, it feels like, of being in that elite category to the point where, I mean, it's still far-fetched to be like they're on the one of these lists, the 2025 Texans are.
Yeah.
But they could give themselves the opportunity to, and that's one of the things that I don't know that I've allowed myself to consider enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.